Welcome to episode 549 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy. And we would also like to extend a very warm welcome to Stacy.
Hey! Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. So in this episode, we dive into the exciting world of river cruising with insights straight from the Aster River Cruise Expo in beautiful Vienna. Stacy will be sharing firsthand experiences from this incredible event where top river cruise lines come together to showcase what sets them apart. From tasting exquisite meals on board, exploring elegant ships, to discovering unique entertainment and immersive itineraries, get ready to feel like you're right there on the water with us. Whether you're new to river cruises or a seasoned traveler, this episode is packed with inspiration for your next adventure along Europe's iconic rivers. So let's get started.
We get excited about river cruises.
Yes, we do. So was this your first River Cruise Expo, Stacy?
Yes. So this was my first River Cruise Expo. And I was so excited after hearing fellow Outlander travel advisors going the year before. I was very excited. And it was my first one. And hopefully it won't be my last.
It's a really good event. I feel like we should probably tell people what Aster is, maybe just a little bit. Not that,
because you've been to this before, haven't you, Sandy?
I've been twice.
Twice. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
So Aster is like a trade association that promotes travel agents, basically, and they help us with lobbying Congress and, you know, helping to make laws. And they do a lot of advocacy on our behalf, and they do a lot of cool training and networking opportunities. And so was this the fourth year for the expo?
This was the fourth year. And this year it was in Vienna, Austria.
Okay. It's a great event. Very good event. Very worth it.
I was very lucky to have the opportunity to go. I learned so much.
Well, good. Awesome. Was somebody about to say something?
No.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Do you want me to tell you, should I say a little bit about maybe how long I was there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's good. So the event itself lasts for 4 days. And participants get to, well, of course, you fly to Vienna, and then you get to actually stay on one of the river cruises. They're all parked out there at the port. I'm trying to remember how many. There were, let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There were at least 14 river cruise ships there.
Wow.
Yeah. There are a lot. I didn't even get to see all of them in those 4 days, to be honest. I did have to prioritize what I wanted to see and what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So participants can stay. There's also a hotel nearby because there wasn't enough space for everybody on the cruise ships. But I got to stay on a cruise ship. You get to sail, even though you're not sailing, but you get to experience their service, their food, and things like that. So I was on the Emerald Luna. And one of the reasons I picked Emerald Luna is because I felt like it was maybe one of the cruise lines but I think also Outlander Travel in general, maybe we just didn't know as much about this cruise line. It's not been around very long. It's a rather newer entry into this market.
Yep, definitely.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what did you think about that? Because I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, so I did like it. With that many ships there, there were a lot of different companies represented. And what I tried to do is, as I was touring each one, they gave us some great advice. They were like, you know, you're not going to remember every single thing you see. Everything's going to run together. You're going to see cabin after cabin and enjoy different food. And you'll go to these presentations where you absorb as much as you can about what they have to say. But the good advice that we were given in our, at the, I guess the opening ceremony of the whole ASTA conference was try to get a feeling for what you, how did you feel when you went on this ship? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was great advice because, you know, when we have clients coming to us then wanting us to help them and help guide them to the perfect river cruise for them, when they're describing to us what they want, then hopefully those feelings are what we'll remember. So I will say that Emerald, I liked it. It was a very, I'd say clean as far as like the lines, the decor. Mm-hmm. It was very simple and I guess a little bit more like modern and minimalistic maybe.
Okay.
Kind of gave me the same feeling of kind of maybe a little bit like Viking because they have that whole, you know, Nordic, just very maybe sleek. Yeah. So, you know, our stateroom, my stateroom is very comfortable. And I enjoyed the food on board. We, when you stay on one of the ships, you do eat breakfast at your ship every morning. They serve you breakfast and had some very good food on board. And then as the days progress, you get to go and eat lunch and dinner at a variety of ships. You sign up ahead of time. They give you your schedule. So you're, you know, constantly checking your schedule. Where am I going to be?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I think that's really good advice about like trying to get the feel of it because I do think they all have kind of like a personality, you know? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them are more laid back. Some of them are more refined. So yeah, it's definitely good.
Well, I have to say, I do, now that you mentioned that, like there are cruise lines that like I get on and I get a little bit more chill, you know, kind of relaxed vibe. And there's others I get on and I'm like, let's go, go, go. You know, you're just more energetic. And so, yeah, that really does make sense. I hadn't thought of it that way, but I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll throw out a few names of the companies that were there. And then hopefully when we have people listening to our podcast, you might remember some of them. And then
she's about to name drop, y'all. She's about to name drop.
So we have, besides Emerald, there was Scenic and they're part of the same family. Of course, Viking, was there. Then Ama Waterways, Avalon Waterways, which is part of the whole Globus family, Riviera River Cruises, Amadeus River Cruises, Talc, and Riverside Luxury River Cruise was there as well.
Okay. Okay.
So there are, I think I got them all.
That's a lot to remember, too.
Uniworld?
Oh yes, Uniworld. Okay. Yes,
I saw that saw that in the notes.
Yes, Uniworld. How could I forget? They brought the Maria Teresa or Teresa, and that one was like you walk in and it was like just a fairy tale. Like
really,
it was just very velvet and mirrors and chandeliers and
You know, I had some clients on Uniworld but they were doing the Rhine and she said she felt like she was stepping into Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
That's how she described it.
Oh, exactly.
Like a princess.
Yeah. Now, I was told that not all of their ships are that elaborate. But I'm glad they brought that one because I was really happy to see it.
But it is something to know that the ships are different for Uniworld.
I mean, totally different than where, you know, what I just described on Emerald or like a Viking. Right. So totally different.
Yeah, because like Viking, all their ships are the same. They're just maybe themed, like the theming is like whatever Viking god is highlighted is, that's the difference, you know? But the hardware is the same. So, that's good to know.
It is. Yeah, so And then, you know, of course, there were some that, you know, kind of had just a more traditional, I think, like when I walked onto the ships like Avalon and Alma Waterways, very comfortable, relaxing, but elegant, well-appointed. You know, I think you would just walk right on and feel at home, you know, kind of felt good. I have to say, I was most surprised. Oh, I think I forgot to mention this. Oh, no, I didn't. Amadeus. Mm-hmm. Amadeus, they brought a ship that was very elegant as well. It was very beautiful, very new. And again, though, one of the reasons, you know, going to one of these expos and learning about the river cruising is, you know, but then somebody who had been to a previous one said, oh, this is much different than the ship they brought a couple of years ago. So I was like, oh, interesting. You know, so that, like you said, Viking, they're all the same, but you have some lines that you're going to get different looks in the ships. So,
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is totally like geeking out for people who are in the industry. So I'm apologizing to our listeners if you're not in the industry, but there was an executive panel with, so Rudy Schreiner he's with Alma Waterways, and Tor Hagen, mm-hmm. he's with Viking. Rudy used to be with Viking. Okay. Yes. So they did a panel together. What was that like? Because I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, was very interesting. They evidently have known, you know, they've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. Tor was like one of the, I guess, founders of Viking Cruise Lines. Mm-hmm. And Rudy worked for him for many years before, you know, leaving and starting his own Alma Waterways with his wife, Christine. And then, just listening to the two of them talk was like listening to just like two old friends just chatting and talking mm-hmm. about, you know, how river cruising got started and, you know, just like, remember what we did back in, you know, whatever. And it kind of gave you some warm, fuzzy feeling because you're just like, wow, between these two people, they have so many years experience. Yeah, I was very glad to be there to hear that. I mean, I don't know how old Tor is, but you know, I don't, you know, he might be retiring sometime soon, so I don't know how much longer you would get to, you know, go to an event like this and hear him speak. You know,
Well, and I've never seen either of them at an event. You know, I mean, like we see Christine, you know, Rudy's wife, all the time at events, but yeah, so that's kind of cool.
So, she's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Get to say that Rudy's wife is adorable.
She is. Well, and I will tell you though, I went to another educational session with Alma Waterways and he got up and he was just like, ask me anything. And so people were asking questions. I mean, the amount of knowledge this man has about the rivers, the construction of the ships. And I mean, he got into some really like technical stuff with us, but I wasn't, you know, like you would think, oh, how boring, but it wasn't. Like he was describing like the metal they have to use, where they source the metal, where different companies build their ships and why some visually, they all look very similar. I mean, you go from company to company, those ships have to be a certain, you know, weight, height, length, you know, to get through the locks and things like that. But just how they are different was fascinating. I'm so glad I attended that one.
That's cool. That's
really
cool. Good. Nice. So during the day, what did you do? Like, did you just, sitting in panels and touring the different vessels and what else did you guys do?
Yeah. So then we also had a trade show. So then we got to, you know, go around talking to and meeting with a lot of different companies, whether they be tourist boards or tour companies, other cruising companies. I mean, I learned about a whole other part of like barge cruising that I wasn't really familiar with. So So we did that. And then of course in the evenings we had dinner on different ships, and you know, any free time we spent trying to tour, and just, I took probably 2,000 pictures. I have so many pictures. So
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Well, one thing about Vienna, I was there recently too. And the place where the ships are docked are not super close to the city center. You can walk it if you're a type of person that likes to walk a couple miles, but it's going to be a bus for most people, or you could take the trains. But
yeah, we took the train. I mean, there was a very short, I mean, I wouldn't say very short, relatively short walk to the train. And then we took the train into downtown Vienna. Now, I got there a couple nights early and stayed in downtown Vienna, so I got my bearings a little. But then, like you said, the port where the ships are a little bit further away, but very easy to get to the city.
Yeah. Did they have entertainment on board for you guys?
They did. They had, like, some music. First night we were there, they had like a party for us, and they had waltzing. So that was really cool. Ooh, yeah, that was cool. It was. And then they let some people, you know, kind of get up there and give it a whirl. They kind of gave them a little lesson. And so,
I would love to do that. How fun.
I know. It would have been fun. Yeah, I wish I would have gotten to do that.
I probably wouldn't have in the moment. I probably would have gotten embarrassed and like not done it. I'd like to think that I would do it, but I probably wouldn't have.
Well, evidently, you know, back in the day when waltzing first came, we learned this in one of the mini tours we went on, is that it was much the scandal back then. You know, if you think about,
you have to stand very close.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you had to touch and stand close. And they said that, but that it was so popular that even, and I guess, you know, this was like unheard of, but pregnant women would actually waltz. Like they would come to the parties and waltz, and so much so that they said that they would have like birthing rooms in these places, these castles where they were doing the dancing in case the women went into labor. Yes.
Oh my gracious.
I mean, okay. I have heard to like exercise to bring it on or something. Okay.
Maybe that's what we should have tried when we were having our babies, was waltzing. Apparently,
a little waltz.
I mean,
just a waltz. And just
I've heard of people walking a lot and stuff. So I
can see it. Wow, that's funny. That's fun.
Yeah. So I will say I enjoyed Vienna. I had only been there for like a river cruise stop. So I hadn't gotten a chance to really spend a lot of time there. And one night we did a horse-drawn carriage. And during the course of this carriage ride, they brought you different food. So we stopped at one place and they brought us an appetizer. So as we're there's special made table and cup holders in the carriage. So as we went along, they talked to us a little bit about the city. And then when the appetizer was done, we went up to another restaurant. We got our main course, continued on as we, our way around the city.
That's really fun.
It was. And then dessert. And then our ride was over. But that was really fun.
So it's like a progressive dinner.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Really cool. I like that.
That's really neat.
And I learned more about the German, like the whole Austrian like monarchy, or like they are very, I guess her name was Sissy. She was very popular. And evidently there's like a series on Netflix. Yeah, I'm like, I have to find it and watch it.
I know. I need to go find it too. It's called The Empress. And I came back wanting to watch it and I haven't done it yet, but
yeah.
Definitely before I go next time, I will be watching it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the most amazing things is, so we went to Schönbrunn Palace. Did I pronounce that right?
I think so.
And they have the carriage museum. So they have these elaborate carriages. And Sandy, you're the one, I think, who mentioned it was worth going. So I was like, I'm definitely going to go see that while I'm there. And I did. But they had one of her dresses. I also went to the Sissy Museum. But anyway, one of her dresses, and no lie, her waist could not have been more than like 12 inches. I know.
So, did anybody tell you the story about how she died?
She was assassinated.
Yeah. So one of our tour guides told us this because she wore those things that like really cinched her.
Cinch your waist.
She was stabbed and she walked away and into a hotel. And when they undid her corset, that's when she bled out.
Oh.
According to my friend,
spoiler alert. I've
barely seen the show. Anyway, yeah, because she's very beloved in Budapest too. So like all up and down the Danube, there's CC stuff. If you're doing a Danube cruise, you need to watch that show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I need to go and watch it. Yes, because when we were, when we were in Hungary, also they talked about her because of the whole. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, you might, you might actually learn something on your vacation.
I mean,
that's
the kind of gory stuff I remember, but
yeah,
that sinks in for me.
That's the kind of stuff that is very intriguing, though. I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
So I have another question.
Yeah.
Shoot. So you talked about the education and they like you had you had put in the show notes to touch on the current trends. We talked about different appeals for clients. And then you put in there too about the sustainability initiatives. So do you remember anything about what their sustainability initiatives were?
I do a little. I have to be honest. It's not the thing that I was concentrating on to remember, although it's very important. But it's, you know, you go into most of the river cruises I've been on anyway, you'll notice that they are trying to do away with plastics. Like they won't give you plastic water bottles. With Emerald, we were all given like a reusable water bottle. It said Emerald on it. It was very nice. And but they had filling stations and then they would bring water to your room in a glass like vase and not vase, pitcher. A pitcher. And so and then different cruise lines that I've been on in the past, like Avalon has filling station and the same thing. They'll give you a water bottle. And then when you go off for your excursions, I noticed that they're like cartons of water.
Yep.
And so I'm not saying like all of them don't do plastic, but it seems like they are trying to go away from that. And then I do think Rudy talked a little bit about, you know, just the fuel and stuff that they use, you know, trying to be more green. And so
that's cool.
Yeah. And then also just how the rivers, you know, trying to help, I think, probably through conservation and donation to help keep the rivers clean and cleaning up the rivers as well.
Did they talk much about like how the weather, I guess, or, you know, like if it's a lot of rain one year or like they talk about how that can affect your river cruise if the rivers are high or low?
Yeah, that's actually the question that got Rudy started in that one session about the ships. And, you know, then it all went into like how they're built and but, you know, or how much is it called draft when
like how much below the surface
so you know how they're built, you know, some companies build theirs just a little differently than others, but you know you touched on the Viking ships being very similar. You know, they're a lot of those cruise lines, the ships have different names, they're built different, they might be decorated a little different, but they did talk about the water levels and how a lot of companies will, you know, they'll do their best where if you get to a part of the river that can't be traversed, I guess, because of the low water, they will pack everybody up and then switch ships and then you'll continue on. Yeah. And occasionally they might have to take you out on a tour that day. So you might be in a bus a little longer, but, you know, they try to get it all taken care of and with as little disruption as possible. I will say, though, I've been on four river cruises now, I think. And so far, luckily, knock on wood, haven't had any issues with water. And I've been in the spring and in the fall.
Okay. It's one of those things that just like, sometimes it just seems like it'll hit and it'll be like a season, you know, yeah. But well, you don't know. And yeah. They'll accommodate you as much as they can and put you in a hotel or move you around and stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, I will say you go down the Danube and just about every town you stop in has some kind of flood markers where you'll see at some point how high that water was. And you're just thinking like, how did this town even survive? Like the water was so high.
Yeah.
Nice. A lot of flooding along that river, I guess, just, you know, nature.
Yeah.
I have another question about the Emerald ship. Sorry, okay. I'm just taking over everything. Did your ship have the setup where they had like an indoor pool that changed into a movie theater?
So the Emerald Luna had that. And so I did make a point of going back there when it was the pool. And it was a nice size area back there. And then I went back again later when they had changed it and put the cover on it and everything so that I could see. Now, I didn't actually see them doing it, but that was pretty cool. And then just seeing the different ways there, you know, some have hot tubs, some had pools. Now I didn't touch on, I just mentioned Riverside. I'm going to go back and talk about that one just for a moment. It's kind of special because they call it a double wide. It's twice as wide as a regular, traditional river cruise ship. And this ship had so much space on it. And you think, oh, well, it's double wide. They probably put twice as many people, but they don't. You know, I think they put a few more people, but that ship had a whole like hot tub, sauna, spa area like in the back of it. It was amazing. So much open space and like little places to sit and, you know, lounges and cafes. I was so impressed with that ship. The things that make me, think, wow, this is so cool. But, you know, of course, I checked out all the bathrooms because, you know, they're tiny. Yeah. But some of the ones I got to tour on Riverside, these were huge, like bigger than my bathroom at my house. And all of the toilets, though. All of the toilets. Or the Japanese type toilets. I mean, these things were fancy with the blow dryers and heaters and bidets. And, it was, and it had the little remote, like little remote control on it.
Oh, that's really hilarious.
Oh yeah, when you'd walk up, it would open or it would close. So totally cool. I mean,
That's neat.
I know, like to be geeking out over a toilet, but it was
right.
That's fancy schmancy, though.
I saw some fancy stuff. I said that was probably one of the most memorable things, but that ship was just gorgeous. I hope one day I get to take a cruise on it. But I would say that all the companies had something, you know, that caught my eye. I thought it was really cool that Ama Waterways, they had three of their ships there. I mean, that's dedication, I think. But one of them, they had totally decorated for Christmas, like your clients would see when you go on the Christmas markets.
That's such a good idea.
Cool. Everybody was taking pictures and it was just, it was really nice to see what they would expect for a Christmas market cruise. And then of course, Uniworld has their butlers and I mean, they are, you know, in their tuxedos and everything. And they were the cutest thing. They were touring us around. And so we got to ask them questions, but you know, some of their, premium rooms are, you get, you know, your dedicated butler. So of course I had to ask like, are all the butlers men? And they were like, no, we actually have a woman butler on this group, on this ship. And we got to meet her. So that was cool. But then, like, just little things I thought, Scenic and Emerald, I noticed they provide walking sticks in all the rooms so that, you know, guests who are going on all these walking tours or maybe they want to do a little hiking, they had the walking sticks, poles, walking poles,
yeah,
in all the rooms so that you could take them out with you. So you didn't have to worry about packing those and bringing them from home.
That's cool.
Nice. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
That's a nice touch.
It was, yeah. So just, you know, little things, like you said, I tried to remember. And so those were kind of like things that stood out to me from some of the different cruise lines.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
That's really cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Is it any other burning things that you just need to tell us before we wrap it up?
I will just say, you know, if there are listeners who are on the fence about going on a river cruise because you're just not sure, we fell in love. I did first, and then my husband came on a river cruise and loved it. And I really, after going to the Asta River Cruise Expo, I'll say that, you know, I think there is a ship for just about everyone, including families. It's not just for your old folks, you know. Mm-hmm. there are cruises with families, connecting rooms, or rooms that can sleep three people. Mm-hmm. And then even something like Talc, who does like a family, a few of their cruises are like specifically for families.
Oh, and, okay.
They offer, from what they showed us in our session, just some really great programming for children. And Ama Waterways, you know, partners with Disney, Adventures by, yep, Disney. And so, mm-hmm, they also welcome families as well. So, yep, not just, excellent, for retired folks.
Viking, right, does not. They do not, no, want your kids.
They do not. They do not.
They want,
and
the
grandparents. They'll tell you. Yeah. They'll tell you they don't want the kids. But, yeah, that's okay. You know, like, yeah, I said, yeah, something for everybody.
That's right. Know. That's, yeah, right. So if you're on the fence, don't be. Just do it. Just book it and go.
Yes. Yes. Call one of us or call somebody and let us.
Call your trusty Outlander travel agent and book it and go.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Stacy, for being here to tell us all about your trip. We loved it. And on behalf of Sandy and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.